to see behind-the-scenes images and videos of your favorite presenter. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Edgar Lungu to be buried in South Africa. Lusaka High Court hands down sentence in George Kalaba's skeletal remains case. In global news, UK says window now exists for Iran negotiations after Trump sets timeline for US action. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The family of late former President Edgar Lungu has announced that the funeral and burial of the former head of state would take place in South Africa in accordance with the family's wishes for a private ceremony. Family spokesperson Mekebi Zulu says this period has been deeply emotional for the family and are grateful for the overwhelming support and condolences extended to the family from across the continent and the globe. In a statement, the family has also extended its sincere appreciation to the government of the Republic of South Africa for their respectful support and for honoring the family's decision to hold a private funeral and burial in South Africa. He says the South African government's non-interference and respect of the South African constitution and rights of the family and the desire of the family is commendable. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia Executive Director Bishop Andrew Mwenda has advised President Hakainde Hichilema to honor the Lungu family requests that not attend the funeral of the former president, emphasizing that the last wishes of the deceased should be respected. Speaking on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Bishop Mwenda noted that while the President Hichilema has made efforts to accommodate the funeral arrangements, it would have been prudent for him to withdraw. He has acknowledged government's flexibility in appealing to the Lungu family to allow the people of Zambia to mourn and bury the former leader in unity. Bishop Mwenda says the church has been actively engaged behind the scenes on the funeral matter, recognizing that personal differences between Mr. Lungu and President Hichilema affected reconciliation efforts. The EFZ has further backed calls for legislation to guide the handling of funerals for former heads of state to avoid similar challenges in the future, while emphasizing the need to bury Mr. Lungu in Zambia with all applicable honors.
If I was the president, I would have actually said, guys, it is fine. Let me not appear. It is okay. But let's have the body of the President Lungu brought home, or rather be buried home. The remains must come. So in my own opinion is that this whole misunderstanding which has been there, it is much more the issue of miscommunication to me. And communication is more than hearing. You know, it's listening and understanding the other party. What are they saying? For me, there are many things that, yeah, because don't forget one thing is that this man, the man that has passed on, was a commander-in-chief of this in this country. And as a commander-in-chief, the military, literally, actually, are supposed to be the people at the top of all this.
Meanwhile, social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has criticized President Hichilema's decision to end the national mourning period. Dr. Musonda says the head of state should have allowed the Lungu family to proceed with the burial of Mr. Lungu within the mourning period while respectfully excusing himself from participating.
So what the president is saying is that without him, then there should be no funeral, or there should be national mourning. At least he should have waited, you know, for the expiry of the national mourning and say to the Lungu family, you do not want me to be part of this process. I agree. But I want to remind you that the national mourning ends on the 23rd. And therefore, you should plan your funeral whichever way you want within this national mourning period. So what the president does just creates more problems to this crisis. He doesn't solve, but creates more problems to this crisis. He failed to provide direction to the funeral.
Vice President Mutalena Lumango has attributed the protracted delay in repatriating the remains of former President Edgar Lungu to political interference. Speaking in Parliament during the Vice President's question time this morning, Mrs. Nalumango said that government has done everything within its power to facilitate repatriation, but that politics remain the primary obstacle. Responding to Shiwangandu Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo, who wanted to know what was causing the impasse, Mrs. Nalumango, however, expressed concern that Zambia's long-standing tradition of peace and respect of former heads of state is being undermined by the dispute. She also questioned why the family delegation appears to consist only two individuals and a lawyer, raising suspicions of non-inclusion of other relatives, including uncles, in the decision-making process. The Lusaka High Court has sentenced three daughters and the neighbor of the late George Kalaba to 1 month in prison with hard labor for failing to report his death, whose skeletal remains were discovered earlier this year in Lusaka's garden compound. During a court session held on the 17th of June 2025, High Court Judge Anna Onyungu accepted guilty pleas from the deceased daughters Wendy Kalaba, 27, Sandra Kalaba, 22, and Natasha Kalaba, 19, along with their neighbor Peteria Bandima Musela. The court found their concealment of Mr. Kalaba's death on the 21st of November 2023 inhumane and imposed 1 month simple imprisonment, a term already served since their January 2025 arrest. The remaining defendant, 52-year-old Sylvia Mutamba Kalaba, widow of the deceased, pleaded not guilty to the single count of manslaughter under Section 199 of the Penal Code. Her trial is set to resume on 14th of July 2025, when the court will also consider her bail pending trial. The case came to light after police discovered George Kalaba's skeletal remains in January 2025, prompting the arrest of the widow, her three children, and a neighbor. In global news, UK, French, and German foreign ministers will hold talks with their Iranian counterpart in Geneva today as part of efforts to ease the Israel-Iran conflict. Ahead of the meeting, UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy says a window now exists within the next 2 weeks to achieve a diplomatic solution. It comes after a White House says Donald Trump will decide in the next fortnight whether to take direct US action. The BBC reports on other world stories.
As the conflict between Israel and Iran enters its second week, both countries have carried out further airstrikes against each other. Israel said it attacked dozens of targets in the Tehran area. In Israel, an Iranian missile struck a technology park. European foreign ministers are due to meet their Iranian counterpart in an attempt to ease the conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks in Geneva come a day after President Trump talked of the substantial chance of negotiations. Health officials in Gaza say at least 34 people have been killed in two separate incidents involving Israeli forces. In the latest deadly shooting near sites run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, Israeli tanks and drones are said to have fired on crowds of Palestinians seeking food. The Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, has arrived in Turkey on the first official visit there by an Armenian leader. The two neighbours have disagreements dating back generations.
We take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help you?
Association of Chartered Accountants, ACCA Zambia Country Director, Janice Matui, says association views artificial intelligence, AI,